Thank you for joining the Bevel Talk, Season 8, Episode 4. Let's talk filler metals and equipment selection. Today, we're talking with Mustafa Hanafi, Business Development Manager for Construction and Fabrication with ITW Welding's Middle East and Caspian Sea Team. Let's get right into it.
Hello, and welcome to Bevel Talk. Thanks for joining us today. Once again, we're joined by Mustafa Hanafi, who is a business development manager and segment manager for the Middle East for ITW Welding. Mustafa, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Good, good. So I want to talk a little bit more about filler metal selection, equipment selection. What are the criteria that companies in the Middle East are using to select their equipment, select their filler metal, and the processes that they're using?
So if it is a stake welding, then stake welding equipment selection is easy. They have equipment already, and they gonna keep using the same equipment they have, or welding machines. And for stake electrodes in this case, they have few choices, like 70-10. They will check manufacturers, and then the one that will meet the testing requirements will be qualified and a PQR, procedure qualification record, and then used for the project. And of course, if more than one is qualified and meeting all the requirements, then they will go for the cheaper option or the one that they feel that it performs better for them. So each and every contractor will have his own selection criteria for welding consumables and welding machines. For stick electrode, of course, the whole market is there, and you can choose from any manufacturer of welding equipment or consumable. But once it comes to semi-auto or mechanized or full automatic, then you have fewer players, and you have fewer options as a contractor, and you need to be sure that you're going to have the proper support, and you're going to select the right process and right equipment and right consumable that's going to meet your project requirement. And you're going to have a support from the manufacturer that you can depend on. Because if you're going to have something advanced and it's costly and without support, then it's like burning their fingers. So they don't want to end up with this situation. So it's more of relationship and technical evaluation once it goes to semi-auto, full automatic type of welding.
Okay. Yeah, because these pipeline projects, it's not like you just say, hey, we're going to build a pipeline today and you start digging a hole. It's a process. They're very strategic projects that require a lot of planning and pre-planning before execution, and then execution to do it well. What are some of the processes? I know you mentioned RMD and STT. How do customers evaluate why are they choosing these processes over other processes for their route pass?
Yeah. So one of the main reasons behind the selection is the support that the contractor is going to get even before he does the purchase. Like, he calls the manufacturers and then he asks them to demonstrate the process and to sometime even qualify the process with the project owner, and in order to feel safe that it is qualified, it is accepted, and it is backed by a strong technical team who can support me during the project execution if needed. And then once he feels safe, he goes with a manufacturer that he makes him feel more safe or makes him more confident towards the process that he's using. So as an ITW employee, we do this for RMD as a process, and it's not just a process discussion. If we go back to the example we started last podcast about the contractor who was comparing manual to semi-auto, so when we calculated the semi-auto productivity, it was based on RMD route pass and then followed by either flux core, filling and capping, or pulse. And then to select the pulse process or flux core, we had to see the project spec. So in the project spec, there is a mandatory requirement that in some places you have to go for fill and cap uphill progression, and in some other cases or some other scope, you have to go on a downhill route to cap. So with pulse welding, we can do the double progression, either up or down. With a flux core, we can just do up or 1G, which is not applicable in a pipeline. So that's how we selected the pulse. So the whole process of supporting the customer or supporting the contractor from calculating the return on investment or is even time frame, what's needed, to which process to use, and then going one step further to which equipment or which welding machine, then okay, we know now it's RMD, we know it's pulse. So which welding machine from Miller to use? Miller has different choices once it comes to RMD and pulse. It's plug-in like XMT, it's engine drive like Big Blue. Even with Big Blue, you have different power sources. All of them are equipped with the same technology. So which one to choose then? That was another exercise. So the whole process of support, that makes really big difference with a contractor.
Okay. So tell our listeners we've talked a lot about how pipelines are built, some of the process internally, but let's do a recap of what does it take to have a successful pipeline project in the Middle East? Walk me through that in a few minutes, if you can.
I think this is going to be applicable to any pipeline, not just the Middle East, because it's even what I'm going to say is applicable to all industries that deal with welding. First of all, you need to be flexible and you need to be open to processes. All processes are good processes. Like stick is not bad. It is good. It's most flexible, most versatile, most well-known in the industry, easy approval, blah, blah, blah. And then you have semi-auto, and then you have mechanized, and then you have full automatic. So each and every industry in a specific pipeline here can benefit from each and every process in a different way. So we don't need to limit ourselves to only one process, like a bug and band, full automatic or mechanized, or even a stick only, or even a semi-auto only. So we just need to, as contractors or as welding engineers or welding personnels, to be open to processes, to select the right process that we can use for the right application. And pipeline has different scope of work. We cannot do one process for all 100% of the scope. So main line, if it is a large dia, heavy wall thickness, long distance pipeline, could be full automatic. And then tie-ins could be mixed between RMD, semi-automatic, and pulse or flux core, or even stick in some cases. Fabrication could be mix of stick or RMD and pulse or flux core. So it depends, each and every project, depending on the diameter, depending on material, depending on the thickness, the length, number of joints. These all parameters you need to evaluate as a welding engineer and then choose the right process that for each and every type of welding or joint you're going to weld.
Right. It's more complicated than just putting a piece of metal in the ground. That's for sure. And you got to look at the project as a whole.
Outdated equipment threatens productivity, profitability, and safety. Learn how Miller XMT 350 Field Pro systems with ArcReach can improve your job site at millerwelds.com/ArcReach.
Is there anything else about the equipment and filler metal selection that you'd want to talk about?
Yeah, so if we are talking about the RMD, pulse, or flux core, semi-automatic processes in a pipeline, then choosing the right equipment and right consumable makes a lot of difference. So when we talk about the welding machines, like Miller, welding machine or any other brand, but if we're talking about Miller in specific here, so Miller has different options, as I said, for RMD or semi-automatic. So in a pipeline, it's more recommended to go with engine drive, which is known as diesel welding machine in the Middle East, so, or they call it sometimes DWM. So the DWM is a diesel welding machine which can run a smart feeder, and that smart feeder can get you advanced semi-auto processes like RMD, Pulse, or even Flux Core. So with engine drive or DWM, you're going to cut cost on a generator needed, because a pipeline, 90% of the time, you're welding in the middle of nowhere, and that's so far from anything. So you need a generator anyway, and that generator is going to power the welding power source. So having a DWM, you're going to hit two birds with one stone. And what's even more, that we have a dual operator type of engine drive, which means that you can run two RMD welders or two pulse welders at the same time from the same engine drive. And that's called Big Blue 700. And this machine is mainly designed for pipeliners, because most of the time you have two welders welding in the same joint, in the same pass. So it doesn't make sense to have two generators and two, or one big generator with two power sources. You can just have a Big Blue 700 and running two smart feeders, and that's the simplest setup you can have, and it will save you as a contractor a lot of money doing this. The second point to select, or the last point I would say, which is the consumable. So again, referring back to the semi-auto process, you've got different choices. Like you can use a solid wire ER70S-6, for example. You can use a flux core for fill and cap. You can use a metal cored wire. And even with metal cored wire, there are some wires which are seamless wires and some wires which are seamed wire, which has a standard manufacturing process for tubular wire. In the Middle East, what we've seen that there is a sour service requirements, most probably almost everywhere. And a standard solid wire or even a standard stick electrode might not meet the requirements, which are so stringent once it comes to sour service, because you need to meet all the API 1104 standard requirements from destructive testing, and then on top of that, corrosion testing. And consumable you want to use here should have some chemical composition restrictions with a maximum level of nickel and molybdenum and chromium. So having this stringent testing requirements with really no much choices available in the market makes the choice limited. So to weld an RMD in such environment, we have a Hobart made in Germany seamless wire that we selected for this type of application, and it's a metal cored wire. Which means that you can enjoy the deposition efficiency of the solid wire at a better fusion and at a better deposition rate. And it you can use it from root to cap, one wire, one gas, one feeder. So it gives you flexibility, of course, in a pipeline industry where you have different types of joints, you have different geometry, and you have different configurations. So this gives you a lot of flexibility to go weld up or down, same wire, same everything.
It also sounds like it brings a lot of simplicity to a very complex process.
Right. You can address so many types of joints and the maximum scope of work with just one solution.
Mustafa, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insights. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Bevel Talk. We hope you join us next time.
Thank you.